The last couple of days we've been talking about the sugya of Kalkei on the base. Chosen, Yashishbina Mechobine Akupa, Turman Asuga Toshiva. With Abba Barzav Damaram. The Gemara says that the reason why the Chosen and the Bnei Akupa are potter, and we don't tell them be sameach in the chuppah and to eat in the sukkah is because ain't simcha la b'chuppah. Ain't simcha la b'chuppah, ain't simcha la b'makom sukkah. So ain't simcha la b'makom sukkah, if you're going to eat in the sukkah, then you're not going to be sameach in the chuppah because it's not going to be a source of simcha for you. So therefore they're potter. You should put the chuppah into the sukkah. So that, machloka sabayin rova, b'shem yichud, b'shem tzarchosam, what are the different reasons why we don't tell them to put the chuppah into the sukkah? So once we're not going to put the chuppah into the sukkah, then we have chuppah. It's not putting the structure of the chuppah, meaning the simchas chuppah. We're not going to have the simchas chuppah in the sukkah, so then you have to have the simchas chuppah outside the sukkah. Right? So, how's that going to be? If you're going to eat in the sukkah, you can't be sameach in the chuppah, because ain't simchel makam suda. So therefore, says the Gemara, they're parted from the sukkah. They can eat in the chuppah, they can be sameach in the chuppah, because either osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, or because they're mitzvah. Okay, that's the given. Meiri has an interesting comment. This is the hemshech of the Meiri that we discussed yesterday. After he talks about the p'tur of tzar chosan, the sheet of Rava, Meiri writes like this, v'rotza lechol besukav l'smach sham yavahu osem. If the chassan wants to be machmer on himself, to be sameach in the sukkah, then that's good. Kmo she'amru, Rav Zeira ochel besukkah v'chadi besukkah. Just like Rav Zeira said that he's ochel besukkah v'chadi besukkah, so if a chassan wants to be machmer on himself, push himself to have the bnei achupa come to the sukkah, then tov olo bracha, then that's a good thing. That's what the Meiri says. That's his girs in the Gemara. Rav Zeira ochel besukkah v'chadi besukkah. Ochel besukkah v'chadi besukkah. Ochel besukkah v'chadi besukkah. It's Dr. Meiri, v'yesh garsan kan, Rav Zeira have ochel besukkah v'chadi b'chuppah, v'chein ha-minik. Rav Zeira wasn't ochel besukkah v'chadi besukkah. Rather, the girsa, which is what we have, Rav Zeira says, ano achli besukkah v'chadi b'chuppah, v'kol shi n'chadu liboy, d'ko avid natarti. Rav Zeira, according to our girsa, was sameach b'chuppah and ate in the sukkah. Not that he put the chuppah into the sukkah. Meiri's loshen is that Reb Zeira was sameach in the sukkah. He did everything in the sukkah. Ochil besukkah v'chadi besukkah. He pushed himself. He was machmar. It sounds like a chumra, right? Reb Zeira was machmar himself to have the simcha in the sukkah. What kind of a chumra is that? What's the Meiri saying? What kind of a chumra? Why is he being machmar himself? So if you looked at the Meiri. I didn't give this to you, but in the beginning, the Meiri says, why are the chosin and the shishbin and mechobin achub of turban asukkah? Which side does the Meiri take? The osik mitzvah potter min mitzvah side or the mitzvah side? So if you look at the Meiri, he takes the osik be mitzvah side. He says the chosin and mechobin achub are osik be mitzvah of simchas chosin mekala, so they're potter min mitzvah, they're potter from sukkah. So comes the Meiri now and says, but if they want to be machmir, if the chosin wants to be machmir on himself, he is an osik b'mitzvah. Technically, he's part of the mitzvah. He doesn't have to do the mitzvah sukkah. But if he wants to be machmer on himself, to be mekayim both, then he can. Here he's saying, even someone who's osik b'mitzvah, who technically is part of the mitzvah, it makes sense to be machmer. It makes sense to be machmer. It's not like we say it's silly. He's nikra hedyo. It's the chumra makes sense. It's not mechoyev to, but the chumra makes sense. Even though he's potter, it taka makes sense to be machmer. At first glance, I thought, you know what this Meiri is saying? Quite a thought. Right? If you hold that the second mitzvah is like a davar shavar shows like the ritva, so does it make sense to be machmer? Davar shavar shos? Does it make sense to be machmer? So I thought at first, it shouldn't make sense to be machmer. The Meiri seems to be saying that even though he's part of a mitzvah, that means there's a p'tur, but he's shaykh, it's not a davar shavar shos completely. But I'm not so sure that's right. Because we have a precedent that even someone who's potter from a mitzvah, in the sense that they're not mechuyev at all, we call them ainu mechuyev b'davar at all. They're ainu mitzuva v'ose. We assume that they do get a kabbalah schar. Who's that? Nashim mitzvah say shazman grama. right? Noshim in lulav, in shofar, right? Are they chayev? No. It's not just that they have a dispensation. No, they're not chayev at all. They're einu mitzuva ve'osa. And yet, we paskin, like the Bavli Tosfos, that they make brachas. Right? On lulav and shofar. How can they make brachas if they're einu mitzuva ve'osa? They can say v'tzivanu? They say, yeah, they can say v'tzivanu. Because it is a mitzvah for them. They're part of Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah for them. And they get schar. So the Ran and other Rishon, the Ran, the Ritzah, a lot of Rishonim say that they, women make a bracha, mitzvah, say, shazman, grama, Ashkenazim, paskin like the Bali Tosfos, not like the Sephardim. It's not a big machlokas, Tosfos and the Rambam. But we paskin like the Bali Tosfos. The Ashkenazim paskin like the Bali Tosfos, they do make a bracha. Why? Because it is a mitzvah. They get a Kabbalah schar. Even though they're ena mitzvah va'osa. So you see clearly from that even someone who's not mitzvah in a mitzvah, if he pushes himself to do it, he will get schar for that. It does make sense to be machmir. So I'm not sure you can be medayik anything from the pshat of the Meiri. He's just saying that Reb Zeira was machmir on himself, even though he was also in the mitzvah, and technically he's part of a mitzvah, he was machmir on himself, so if someone wants to be machmir on themselves to do it, then they can do so. That's the Meiri. But that's not our girsa. Our girsa is not like the Meiri. Our girsa is that Reb Zeira was achli besuka v'chodi v'chupa. How does that make sense? That's not a chumra. That's not a chumra. What's he saying? What, he's sameach v'chupa, but he's ochel besuka. That's a chumra? No, that's a problem. What's the problem? If he was ochel besuka, but chodi v'chupa, what's the problem? The kasha of the Gemara. The what? Ain't simchel b'makom suda. How could he do that? It's doch pilei ploim. So if you looked at the Magen Avraham that I assigned to you, he alludes to a rush. That does explain what Reb Zeira was doing. Right? That's the Magen Avraham that talks about whether the sukkah has three walls or four walls, right? He says the sukkah at the time of the Gemara only had three walls, and that's why there's a tzarchas. Right? Rashi says it's a makom pasuas, it's a tzarchasan, and that's why you don't have to force the chasan to be sameach in the sukkah. Right, but b'zman hazeh, says the Magen Avraham, since we have closed sukkahs, our sukkahs have four walls, so therefore mistama, the chasan should do it, he says. Chasan should do it. Chasan, it's not tzar chasan, so then the chasan really could be sameach. Right? You should have to sit in the sukkah. You should have to sit in the sukkah to have the chuppah in the sukkah. Have the chuppah in the sukkah. Right? That's what he should have to do. You should have to force himself to have the chuppah in the sukkah. It's pushing himself. He should be part of a mitzvah. No, but since it's not a tzar chosin, it's efshel kaim shneim. He could do both of them, so it's efshel kaim shneim. So therefore, he should do that. But says the Magen Avraham, not so fast. I'm sorry, adds the Magen Avraham. Not only is there no tzar chosin bizman hazeh, because he could, because the sukkah is completely enclosed, so there is no tzar chosin. Not only is there no tzar chosin, ve'od, he says, ve'od, the haharosh, v'tur, mechayvim b'chol inyan. Even if we say there is tzar chosin to push himself, to do the simcha in the sukkah, but the Rosh and the Tor paskin that you chayev anyway. What's he saying? The Rosh and the Tor paskin you chayev anyway? Didn't we say chasin and chob ne'achob abturim in a sukkah? No, the answer is the Rosh is saying Reb Zeira disagrees with what Rav Abba Bar Zavda Merav was saying. Rav Abba Bar Zavda Merav said chasin and chob ne'achob abashish bin abturim in a sukkah kol shiva. Why? Why? Because they're assuming you can't force them to be sameach in the sukkah because there's tzar chosin. What are you going to tell me? Right? They should eat in the sukkah but have the simcha in the chuppah? Can't be. Ain't simcha el ma'achim suda. So it must be that they put them in the sukkah. Right? That's the first day in the Gemara. Reb Zeira disagreed with Rav Abba Bar Zavda Merav. He says that you can have a simcha shelo b'makom suda. So if you can have a simcha shelo b'makom suda, the solution is simple. Right? It's Efshel Kaim Shnayim. Let them eat in the sukkah. Let them have the simcha in the chuppah.
in two different places.
The whole problem we were having is we assume that ain simcha ela b'makom suda. Reb Zeira is disagreeing with Rav Abba Bar Zavda Marav. He says you can have a simcha shalom b'makom suda. Koshken the chadim liboy. Not that he was being machmir on himself to do both in the sukkah. No, he ate in the sukkah, but he had simcha in the chuppah. Because he held that there is simcha shalom b'makom suda. And the Magen Avraham seems to be saying that's how the Rosh paskins. Rosh paskins that this whole sugya, right? This the beginning of the sugya never, you know, is not lemaisa, because lemaisa we pass like the ladder there. Reb Zeira, who says that you can have a simcha shalom b'makom suda. You can have a simcha shalom b'makom suda. And therefore, the chassan and the b'nei achuba are taka chayiv in sukkah. Because let them eat in the sukkah, but let them have the simcha in the chuppah. Now this sheet is very strange. That's how we pass them, really. That you make sheva brachas, you have simchas chassan v'kala without a sukkah. Right, did you ever do that? When was the last time you did that? You have sheva brachas without a sukkah? The Gemara in Ksubas talks about that you have to have Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Chasanim. You need Ponim Chadosho, says the Gemara. You need new people. What's the idea of new people? What's the purpose of new people? The Tais in Ksubas tells us. What's the purpose of new people? Omer, the Ponim Chadosho is in Kori Elo Bivnei Odom Shemarbim Bishvilam Hasimcha Yosem. These are people Shemarbim Bishvilam Hasimcha Yosem. Marbim, who is Marbim? That they increase. Bishvilam, because of them, Hasimcha Yosef. What does that mean? Poshim Shad is it means that when you have these people coming, you make a more elaborate Suda. You make a more elaborate Suda. Marbim, people add to the Simcha Yosef because these extra individuals are coming. They're Choshev individuals. Right? Friends of the Chasen Kal. They miss the Chasana, but they come to the Shavar and says, they're so excited, so yeah, they make Lebedik, they make more Suda. Heichan Matzinu, that you have Shavuot Brachos without a Suda? Yes, the Rosh in Ksubas quotes an old minig that on Shabbos morning they would come out of the shul, and if they were Panim Chadoshos, they would make a Birchas Chasanim there. But last time that I exited the shul on a Shabbos Shavuot Brachos, we did not make a Shavuot Brachos right there. That's not the minig. What's the Morgan Avraham saying? What, we paskin like the Rosh, who says the halacha is like whom? Reb Zeira, that you can eat in the sukkah, that the chosin and the bnei chuppah are chayiv to eat in the sukkah, and they can be somech in the chuppah shalom makam suda. How's that possible? What's he saying? How's that possible? So, l'chora, the answer is that you could look at the Panim Chadoshos in one of two ways, right? The purpose of Panim Chadoshos is either to be marvin the Suda. It's just a hechitimtza to get to the Suda. Or maybe the whole purpose of the Suda is really just a simla dover that is extra simcha. Right? What's the mechayiv of the Sheva Brachas? What you need is some halacha mosh v'sina that you need a Suda. What's the goal of the Suda? Right? Maybe the idea is that if you have a Tosefa Simcha without a Suda, that's enough. You have a Tosefa Simcha without a Suda, that is enough. Right? Aye, but we don't pasca like that? That a Tosefa Simcha is enough without the Suda? Right? The Suda is only there to bring the Tosefa Simcha, the extra Simcha for Chasan Kala, but let's say you can get a Tosefa Simcha without the extra Suda, that's enough. But we don't pasca like that? So how can we pasca like Reb Zeira and Agin Mara? The answer is Agin Mara is something special. I think the answer is, of course, in general, we're not going to pass that you can have the Simcha of Sheva Brachas, that you could be Mavorech Birchas Chasanim outside the context of a Suda. But remember what we're trying to do over here. We're balancing different values. What's the other value that we're balancing? Not just Simchas Chasanim Kala, but a Mitzvah Sukkah. See, in this context, right? In this context that we have a Mitzvah Sukkah over here, so it could be that we're willing to be makil, to rely on that shita that holds that as long as you have a Tosefa Simcha, you can make the Sheva Brachas even without a Suda. Generally, we're machmer for the other shita. We assume that without a Suda, you're not going to make Sheva Brachas. But because this is a context where we have a mitzvah of Sukkah, we're grappling with trying to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. In this context, we paskin, lemaisa, that you can have a simcha shalom makam suda. And if the sukkah taka is too small, right? If there's going to be tzar chasen, it's too small, or it's open, or whatever. If there's going to be a tzar chasen, right? Then you can have the simcha outside the sukkah. Because here we're trying to balance the mitzvah of simchas chasen v'kala with the mitzvah of sukkah. That's probably the answer. It's dafka over here that we seem to paskin, that Rush seems to paskin, like Rav Zeira, that you can have a simcha outside the context of a suda. Because here we don't want them not to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, but yet we want them to have a full simcha. So here we're mekel for that shita, but that doesn't mean that in general we'd be willing to be mekel for such a shita. And that's why lemaisa we don't paskin that way generally. It's only over here that we'll paskin that you can have a simcha shloim suda. Okay. That's the sugi. Let's go weit. Let's finish the sugi of chasen. Let's look at the final brisa of chasen. Tan rabba. Chasen v'yashishbina v'chol b'nei chupa b'durim and atfilim and atfilim v'chayav v'kriyishma. V'shim reb shila amru chasen pato v'yashishbina v'chol b'nei chupa v'chayav. This is like a new brisa. Two new tanaim. We've been talking about osig mitzvah pato b'nei mitzvah by chasen with kriyishma. We've been talking about chasen v'yashishbinin. You know, Pturim and Asuka. And suddenly we come back with two new Tanan. It's fascinating. Right? It would seem as though we should have started with these Tanan, but okay, this is where it is. So how does this all fit into everything we've been saying before? So let's try to evaluate this price. We have the Machlokas Tanan, we have the Tanakama, and then Mishum Reb Shila Omru. 2 days. First day, the Tanakama says, Chosin, Vishishbin, Mechopin, Achopa, Apturim, Minatfila, Minatfilin, and Chayav Mekriyashma. Okay. Reb Shila says, he disagrees about Kriyashma, right? He seems to say that Chosan is Potter and Shishbinim and Chobin Echubah Chayav. Okay. What's the Tanakhama say? Why does the Tanakhama say that there's a Ptur from Tefillah and Tefillah? So if the Tanakhama holds that Osik B'mitzvah Potter Minah Mitzvah, so then what's the problem with the Tanakhama? If the Tanakhama holds also the mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, what's the problem with the Tanakhama? That's a good point. But even before we get there, what's the problem with Tanakhama? Chayav mekriyishma. Why are they chayav in anything? Right? There's a split in the Tanakhama shita. He says the potter from tefillah and tefillah with the chayav mekriyishma. So if you hold also the mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, so then why the split? They should be potter from everything. Is that what you meant, Josh? Oh, I thought you meant even beyond that there's something missing from this Bryce. He doesn't say Kol Mitzvah Amurah is Batorah. He only talks about Tefillin and Kriyishma. How about everything else in the Torah? How about Sukkah? No mention of Sukkah, right? There's no mention of anything here, except, I mean, of three mitzvahs, that's it, but there's a lot more mitzvahs. Okay, but let's hold on that question. Just look at the Tanakhama portion. You evaluate the Tanakhama, you say, look, we're doing a Sukkah of Osig Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. We finished a block, right? So let's see what the Tanakhama holds. If he holds osig mitzvah part of a mitzvah, he should be part of from everything. And if he holds osig mitzvah is chayav a mitzvah, he denies the last blot, so then what should be the din? He should be chayav and tefillah and tefillah. So what's the Tanakhama doing? He's straddling both sides of the fence. That's the obvious question you have to ask yourself even before you look at Rashi. So now you look at Rashi, and he says that obviously there's something else going on over here. Pturim and atfilah says Rashi debaya kavon. You think getting drunk only exists nowadays? They did this too. They did this then also. I'm not sure if they should do it now. I'm not sure if they should have done it then, but okay, whatever. Shchicha shichras v'kalas rosh among the b'nei achupa. So they have the potter from tefillin. They can't be mechavin for tefillin. They can't be mechavin for tefillah. A person who's omed b'tefillah has to have kavana. He's omed b'fnei hamelech. Tefillin, you have to can't have hesach hadas from the tefillin. You have to be thinking about the tefillin. So they're parted from that. B'chayav mekriyishma says Rashi the mitzvah kavanos ha'inu el posig rishon b'yicholim liyashiv daitan shoakala k'day likra posig rishon. Kriyishma is easy. It's not so much kavan. It's posig rishon. Kabbalas machos shamayim. That's it. Interesting. Right. Pasuk Rishon, that's the Iker Kavana of Kriyishma. It's a shaila, which parts of Kriya Shema Daraisa? Is it the first pasuk, the first parasha, the first two parashas, all three parashas? Different shitas in the Rishonim. But it sounds from Rashi that the Iker Kavona of Kriya Shema is the first pasuk. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas, the beginning of the second parasha. The Iker Kavona of Kriya Shema is the Kabbalah's Machu Shemayim of the first pasuk. So that they can do. Okay. So that's the Tanakhama. The part of him tefillin, tefillin, can't have kavanah. Chayv and Kriya Shema, they can't have kavanah. Shum Reb Shila Amru, Chosin Potter, me Kriya Shema. Reb Shila says, no, Chosin is Potter, the Torah. Chosin can't be Mechavan and Kriya Shema. Shar B'nei Chupa Chayavim, but the other B'nei Chupa, they are Chayv. Would you Tanakhama say that the Chosin and B'nei Chupa are Chayv and Kriya Shema? No, it's not true. The B'nei Chupa are Chayv, not the Chosin. A distinction between Chosin and B'nei Chupa regarding Kriya Shema. Says Rashi, "V'les lehu lahani tanoi ha'osik b'mitzvah patur m'la mitzvah." Les lehu lahani tanoi. Says Rashi, "These tanoim. Who are these tanoim? These tanoim." So the Baal HaMor says Rashi understands that both tanoim, both the Tanakama and the Beir Reb Shila, they both deny the din of osik b'mitzvah patur m'la mitzvah. They both deny the din of osik b'mitzvah patur m'la mitzvah. How does the Baal HaMor see that in Rashi? Because Rashi is introducing all the Tainim over here. Rashi is saying Potter from Tefillin and Tefillin because they can't have Kavana. He doesn't say Osu Gemitza Potter Mena Litzvah. He says they can't. It needs Kavana, so therefore they're Potter. Why say that? Why not just say Osu Gemitza Potter Mena Litzvah? And why should you distinguish between Kriya Shema as opposed to the other mitzvahs? Just say Osu Gemitza Potter Mena Litzvah. Says the Baal HaMor, Rashi clearly holds that not only the Beir Reb Shila, but Les Lulahani Tanai means both Tanai, even the Tanakama. Even the Tanakama denies the din of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah. The question is a Kavona issue. Right? That's what the Baal HaMor says. Pirish HaRav Reb Shlomo Zal, the Hani Tanai, Bein Le Tanakama, Bein Le Reb Shila, Les Lulahani Osik Mitzvah Patur Mina Mitzvah. That's how the Baal HaMor understood Rashi. Where did Rashi get this from? Why did he just assume? Why did he assume that Tanakama? Let's take the Tanakama. Why did he assume the Tanakama denies those who are part of the Mitzvah? Why did he assume like that? So that relates to what Josh is saying. Not only does the Tanakama distinguish between different mitzvahs, but he leaves out the rest of the mitzvahs. He doesn't say Chosin Mashishbin Mechopin Achuba Pturim and Atfilim and Atfilim Mechamitzam Veres Batara. He doesn't mention the other mitzvahs. If you were to hold that Osik Mitzvahs Potter and Mitzvah, they'd be Potter not only from Tefillah and Tefillin, they'd be Potter from all mitzvahs. As of the Baal HaMor, we're not goyis in the Tanakhama, Chomitzah, Mitzvah, Batara. We can't be goyis that, because if we were goyis that sounds like an Osik Mitzvah Potom in a Mitzvah approach. So that probably is what prompted Rashi to try to say, oh, there must be other reasons floating around over here. Because if this is an Osik Mitzvah Potom in a Mitzvah, Braisa, then what happened to the rest of the mitzvahs? They should be Potom not only from Tefillah and Tefillin, they should be Potom from other mitzvahs too. It's just a kavana issue. Forget about kavana. They're osik b'mitzvah. So if they're osik b'mitzvah, then they should be potter from other mitzvahs too. Let's say even according to Rashi, that osik b'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah is only if it's ef shalakayim shneim. It's ef shalakayim shneim. They're busy. They're busy with what they're doing. It's ef shalakayim shneim. You know, a person who's drunk, he can't shake a lulav, shake it upside down. I don't know. Whatever. He's osik b'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. So if it's ef shalakayim shneim, then he should be potter. But we're not goris that of the Brisa. So that's what prompted Rashi to say something else is going on over here. There's something going on beneath the surface that's not Osik Mitzvah Potter Mina Mitzvah. That's why Rashi reinterpreted the Tanakama to explain it's all a function of Kavana. Can they have Kavana? Can they not have Kavana? That's the issue. Because there's no mention of other mitzvahs. So according to the Baal HaMor B'das Rashi, what's Taka Pshat in Tanakama? The Chosin and the Shishbinim are Pturim from Tefillah and Tefillin because they can't have Kavanah. They can't have Kavanah. So what kind of a Ptur is that? It's not an Osik B'mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah Ptur. So what kind of a Ptur is that? What kind of a Ptur is that? Onus, exactly, Eitan. Onus Rachmanah Patur. That's what it means. The Tanakam really holds osik b'mitzvah's chayiv b'mitzvah. Just because they're osik b'mitzvah doesn't mean you're potter min ha-mitzvah. Aye, so why are they potter from tefillin to tefillin? Honest, they can't have kavana. So if you can't have kavana, honest rachmana patre. They can't be mechaver. That's pshat in Tanakam according to Rashi. That the Tanakama denies osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. He says even if someone is osik b'mitzvah, he's still chayiv in a second mitzvah. But honest rachmana patre, I can't, you know, what can I do? If you can't have kavana, he's an honest. So the Torah is not going to hold him responsible for not davening. I mean, how can he daven? He can't have kavanas. He can't stand it. He can't daven. How can he put on tefillin? He's going to be mesiach das from the tefillin. So if you can't, you can't. It's not that we give you up to a din tour that because you're osi b'mitzvah, you're potter min ha-mitzvah, you're potter from tefillin and tefillin. Onus rachman ha-patri, so if you can't, you can't. You can't, you can't. Do we say that if you can't, then onus rachman ha-patri, you don't have to be mechaven? We don't say that you just don't have to be mechaven. We had an example of someone who can't be mechaven, and we say, no, it's your responsibility. Right? Someone who is going to be mitzvah is part of an asukah, but we say, no, it's your responsibility not to be mitzvah. We don't always say, if you can't, you can't. Right? Sometimes we say, boy levi suvei daite. So, maishna over here, we don't say, boy levi suvei daite. Onus rachman ha-patre? You can't have kavana? Who says you can't have kavana? Maybe it's your responsibility to have kavana. What are you osik in? What are you osik in? Right? Who says that that you can get off without davening? Without tefillah, without tefillin? Shouldn't you have to be miyashiv daito so that you'll be able to be mechaver? That's the Ran's kasha with us, Rashi. The Ram's trying to understand Rashi. Again, Rashi says that these Tanaim deny osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Why does he say that? Because the girsa is not coming somewhere as patara. The Torah is only from tefillah and tefillin because of kavana. So the Tanakama would hold that osik mitzvah might be chayev b'mitzvah. But you're potter because you can't have kavana, so onus rachman ha-patre, you can't have the kavana. So for the Ram, what's going on? You can't have kavana. You barely be suvei daite. When it comes to an ovel, we say that just because he's mitzvah from being in the sukkah, it's not enough. So too over here. V'chi tema, says the Ran, v'ha ovel d'lab bar kavana hu. The ovel also can't have kavana. He's mitzvah, he can't have kavana. Not only is he mitzvah from the sukkah, he can't have kavana for mitzvahs. Right? Didn't we say an ovel is chayev in kol mitzvahs ha-Torah except for tefillin and Talmud Torah, right? But the ovel is chayev in all mitzvahs. Why should he chayev in mitzvahs? He cannot kavana. Afilu achi chayev b'chol mitzvah maris ba-Torah except for tefillin and Talmud Torah. Shem dibar leili suvei daitei. Maishna chosin and chol b'nei achuba from ovel. What, chosin and chol b'nei achuba, they can't have kavana for tefillin, so they're potter? By the ovel, we say he's chayev in all mitzvahs ha-Torah. Tefillah and tefillin also. He barely li suvei daite. So here too, he barely li suvei daite. Stachapella. Says the Ran, no. Yeshloma de efsha de ovel nami potter betfilo betfilin. So first he wants to suggest maybe taka de ovel is potter betfilo. Okay, that's a big chish. But then he suggests no. He says, avel efsha li lidchok v'lom al das rashi, did a hidlo spira lay de osik mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Even though we don't say osig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, this day in Tanoim denies osig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Even though you're osig in the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Nekala, the Tanakama holds that you're still chayiv in the mitzvah in other mitzvahs. You still be chayiv in other mitzvahs. But it's still a tier to the mitzvah that you do. Avol the ovel the reshus a greidahu machmeri. But by ovel, what's he doing? It's his personal tzar. It's personal situation. It's not a tier to the mitzvah. So since it's not a tier to the mitzvah, we'll machmer on the ovel, then he has to be miyashiv daito so that he can perform mitzvahs. What's the Ran saying with us, Rashi? The Ran is bringing back the svara that we mentioned multiple times. That there are different levels. Right? Just because we won't allow you to say osig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah doesn't mean that we don't call something a tirda de mitzvah. Now we talked about a situation where if we paskin osik mitzvah, even if we paskin osik mitzvah potim in a mitzvah, but not everything that you think is a mitzvah really is a mitzvah. Let's say someone's osik b'mitzvah d'rabbanan. Right? Is that considered osik b'mitzvahs? L'inyan zeh that'll yipotim in a mitzvah? So it's not so pasha. There was a back and forth. We wanted to say maybe the Raivid, right? The Raivid and who? And the Ran, sorry?
The Raivid versus the Ran.
The Raivid versus the Ran, right? The Raivid versus the Ran, and why the Chosin and the Bnei Achub are parted from Sukkah, whether it's Mitztar or Osek B'Mitzvah, they could be arguing about whether Osek B'Mitzvah the Rabbanon is parted in a mitzvah. Right? So sometimes there are situations where you might not apply the Svar of Osek B'Mitzvah parted in a mitzvah. Now certainly, if you deny the whole din, you're not going to apply that principle. Right? If you say that Tanakhama holds Osek B'Mitzvah is Chayav mitzvah, then you hold that the Klal of Osek B'Mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah taka doesn't apply. It's even better than the mitzvah d'rabbanan. We don't say Osek B'Mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that if someone is Torah b'tirda the mitzvah, we will tell him that he has to get rid of that tirda. The idea of Iboy Leili Suvei Daite, that's only if a person is Torah b'tirda the rishus. The Ovel is Torah b'tirda the rishus. That's his own personal tzad. But the Ovel, we feel bad for the Ovel. We're sensitive to the Ovel's tzad, but it still is a tirda the rishus. So if you're confronted with a chi of mitzvah and a tirda the rishus, we say, you got to get rid of the tirda the rishus. It says Rashi, it says the Ran Bedas Rashi in the Tanakhama, even though the Tanakhama deny also the mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, they say that even if you're osik mitzvah, you might be chayiv to do another mitzvah, but they don't deny the fact that the chosin and the bnei chuppa are torud b'tir to the mitzvah, right? The torud and the simcha of chosin and kala that is a tir to the mitzvah. Might only be a mitzvah to the rabbanah, but it is a tir to the mitzvah. It's a tir to for a higher purpose. It's not a tir to the rishos. So it's not a tir to the rishos. Since that tier that prevents them from having kavana for tefillah and tefillin, they're parted from tefillah and tefillin. We don't say barlili suvei daite because it's not a tier that the rishos, it's a tier that the mitzvah, it's a tier that's a tzorech gavoa, if you will. So if there's a tier that the mitzvah, that's strong enough to say that you don't have to be miyashiv daito, that onus rachana patre. By ovel, we don't say that onus rachana patre because it's a tier that the rishos, it's a personal problem he has to alleviate in order to be able to do the mitzvah. That something that's not just personal, something that's a tier to the mitzvah. So then we don't say barlili suvei daite. We say that he's potter, not because he's osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. He's potter from tefillah and tefillah because onus rachmana patre he cannot kavana. Yes.
I understand that why a chassan would be tier to the mitzvah. I don't understand why the neachavu
coming to be mesameach the chassan. We're not talking about Bilas Mitzvah anymore. This is during Sheva Brachas. This is after the first night.
I know, but when we talk about Tirdut Mitzvah, when you first mentioned it, you mentioned that Tirdut Mitzvah really applied to Chassan because of this extra love level of Mitzvah. It wasn't just that he was getting married. It was also concerned about Bilas Mitzvah, an extra level.
No. Just one second. Stop one second. When we talked about Chassan initially, we weren't talking about Tirdut Mitzvah. We were talking about much more than that. We were talking about Osek B'Mitzvah. We just claim that the tirda de machshava of a chassan is like Osek B'Mitzvah. This is not what we're talking about now. Now we're saying that even if the p'tur of Osek B'Mitzvah, Potem B'Mitzvah doesn't apply, there's a concept that if he can't have kavana, then Onus Rachmana Patre tells me that he's not going to be held accountable for missing the mitzvah. Not that we give him an exemption, but we're not going to punish him for missing the mitzvah. It's a totally different level here.
When Rashi talks about the Bnei Chuppa, he doesn't talk about that here the mitzvah, he talks about being shechus. So isn't that different?
But because they're shechus and kalash rose, they cannot cover. You ever see someone on Purim? Right? They cannot cover. No, but he said it's all kavana. He says tefillin is v'kalas ro. So you're not going to be able to be shomer the tefillin b'kedushasam. You won't be able. You'll be mesiach das from the tefillin. I think it's going along similar lines that you're not going to be able to stay focused. I think the tirda is going to prevent you from staying focused. Okay, so this is the yesod. Someone asked last week, what kind of a strange notion is this that we don't consider it also a mitzvah, but yet we don't say barley leisubaydaita because it's tiered to the mitzvah. Hey, chamatzinu. If it's a mitzvah, so then it should be also a mitzvah. The Ran, the Das Rashi in the Tanakhama says such a yesod. Even though we won't apply the concept of osig mitzvah patim and mitzvah here, but we will consider the chasen and the bnei chuppa to be involved in the tirda of the mitzvah, and we'll say onus rachmana patre that if they can't have kavana, then they'll be patre from tefillah and tefillah. Jacob, you had your hand up your thing? David.
So according to Rashi, says that by creation law, they can only have kavana for the first positive. That's what the agur is.
So the tour of honest doesn't apply because he's not an honest in the first pasuk. So that's the distinction according to the Tanakam between Kriya Shema and the other.
Why can't you just put on tefillin for a second? It'd be your obligation of wearing tefillin. It's not like you have to have tefillin on for so long.
I guess that's why he says Shechus Vekalas Rosh. Because if they're involved in Shechus Vekalas Rosh, a Shikr is not supposed to put on tefillin. Because it's just the bizoyon to the Kedushas tefillin for a Shikr to wear tefillin. Shikr is a leper. Right? It's a dog. I don't know if it's a dagger that we should aspire to, but it's a dagger, right? So a shikr is a design to Kedusha's tefillin. So even for a moment, there might be a problem. Moshe.
Well, we are trying to be the Siddhartha of the Tanakh Amos, and we're not trying to be the Siddhartha by the other, by the film. We are trying to do it for the first Hasidic Kriyashma.
Right. Right. So in terms of Kavana, you see that you can be mechavin for one pasuk, you can be mechavin for a shah kala.
And we're not calling down the Siddur right there.
So what?
We're not saying Boilei Leshiva Zayde by Tefillah and Tefillah. We are telling him, he's father from the Siddur, he's chavin in the first part of the Kriya Shema.
Well, because apparently he can have the kavan.
And that wouldn't be considered.
It's not like a force. It's not forced. It's easy. That's easy. That's for, I mean, how much is that? 5 seconds? That's not a big deal. Tefillah? Tefillah is not 5 seconds. It takes five minutes. And tefillin is different. Tefillin is shichrus. It's inappropriate for someone who's a shikr to be wearing tefillin because that's a bizarre. He wouldn't even have to be miyasev daita. Right. It's just, it can happen by itself. It's easy. And that's taka what the Bereb Shila argue about. They say, no, the chosen, for the chosen it ain't so easy. Even for the first parsha. Again, we don't pask in this way. We assume a chosen does have to say krishma because our kavanas are not on such a high level. But at the time of the Mishnah, the kavanas were on a higher level, so the Beirub Shila hold of the chasen maybe isn't incapable, even of Posek Rishon. It's hard to fathom such a thing, but even of Posek Rishon, he's incapable, so we don't say Bar Levi Suve Daite for the chasen. Zach?
I'm kind of following David's question. Is there no such thing as Kedusha Kriya Shema?
No. Kedusha's tefillin is something special that has the Shem Hashem. There's no din of Hesach Hadas by Kriya Shema. I think there are a lot of people, I mean, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who read Kriya Shema, they have a Hesach Hadas in the middle. You know, they start Shema Yisrael, and they start reading, and then, you know, they pick it up in the Super Bowl or somewhere, you know, they don't realize, and then they realize, oh yeah, I'm saying Kriya Shema. So, I'm not saying that that's a good thing, but the reality is, if a person reads Kriya Shema, he's going to be Yotzei. But tefillin is worse. Yes. Maybe it will be case-by-case basis. Maybe once you say the reason is shechus v'kalas rosh, the kol echad has to judge for themselves. This is the principle. Apply it as it applies to you. Right? If a person is not a shikah, so what's the p'tur? You're right. Haka, it should apply on a case-by-case basis. Gidana?
If I'm holding that, osik b'mitzvah, ain't no pater b'mitzvah.
Right.
So then, why are they allowed to get drunk in the first place? Meaning, don't they have to...
Simchas chasim v'kalas.
But we're holding osik b'mitzvah, ain't no pater b'mitzvah, meaning...
Right.
They have to be concerned about mitzvah B, kind of like the Gemara above, would it be?
Right. So if the Zman of Kriya Shema has come, then they're not allowed to get drunk. They have to read Kriya Shema. But why should they not be allowed to get involved in Tzorach Kavod? I mean, they should be so sensitive to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so they shouldn't be involved in this mitzvah.
Well,
this is a mitzvah too.
By mitzvah before Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach didn't come yet. So only because of those who mitzvah put them in a mitzvah were they allowed to get involved now and not have to worry about the mitzvah later. But if you're not holding osik mitzvah put them in a mitzvah, then...
You're saying if you hold osik mitzvah chayev a mitzvah, so that should tell me that if I know that a mitzvah shezman kavua is coming, I can't be involved in a mitzvah
tefillah.
Now.
If tefillah is a kavua zman, I don't know, if they're a banana. Tefillah isn't kavua zman.
Right, tefillin is not tefillah. Is tefillah considered kavua lo zman?
It's also the rabbanon, isn't tefillah the rabbanon also? Like those ones.
Tefillin is not zman or kavua. I mean, it's kol yom. It's kol yom. It's kol yom. So you're saying, but if they don't, well, they're going to be shikar the whole day.
The thing for tefillah.
For tefillah. Maybe the idea is that they're potter from tefillah if they become shikar. Let's say they thought that they would be able to have time to daven, and then it turns out that they don't have time to daven. Right? They put themselves into the situation they thought that they would have time to daven. So they're potter from tefillah. Saying it sounds from the braisa that they're allowed to put themselves into this situation. Sounds from the braisa that they're allowed to put themselves into this situation, even though they know that they're not gonna. They know that they're not gonna be able to have kavod. Maybe that's why the Ran doesn't like it. Right? The Ran rejects Rashi. V'lo nihira, he says, I don't like this svar. So you're saying maybe the svar is because it's a mitzvah shezmano kavua. So they shouldn't be allowed to get shikar because that's going to prevent them now from doing this other mitzvah. That's going to prevent them now from doing this other mitzvah.
Could it be that?
Yes. I'm sorry. Follow up?
Yeah, I was saying maybe when Rashi says these Tanai hold Bosik mitzvah, Eina Patra mitzvah, that's only on a Deraisa level. But these are both derabanan, so maybe they would hold that if you're osek the mitzvah derabanan, you are patur mitzvah derabanan.
I don't know. Rishon don't say that. I don't know to make such distinctions. I'm not sure. Enough. Tell everybody.
Why can't we possibly say it? Because before Rebbe was saying that possibly it's based on mitzvahs anyway. So part of being mitzvah chazan kalis usually happens. So once it already happens, and that's the whole reason that he says that you're not going to have kavana because you're going to be shikr. Meaning, if someone
but what's the heter? Gedalia is asking, what's the heter to be involved in Simchas Kosan Dekala if what? You know that it's going to lead that to a situation that you're not going to be able to have kavanah for?
Because you have a mitzvah in front of you. So why would you be potter from the mitzvah right in front of you? Why would you not do that mitzvah?
Well, just like if we wouldn't have had the pasuk of b'shiv t'chabesach of lach t'chabadera, the Ritva says that I would have thought that if I have a mitzvah shezmanu kavua, then I can't be involved in a different mitzvah. That's going to prevent me from doing the mitzvah shezmanu kavua. So if we take a pasuk and also mitzvah chayav mitzvah, then the svara chitzoner should be what Gedalia is saying, right? That I can't be involved in a mitzvah if it's going to be mevatel me from a mitzvah shezmanu kavua. Because that's before I had the gzeras hakosav that osik mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. Right? If we hold osik mitzvah chayav mitzvah, that's before I had the gzeras hakosav. If I'm just working with the svara. So the svara is that I can't be involved in one mitzvah if it's going to prevent me from doing a mitzvah shezmanu kavua. So if this day holds osik mitzvah chayav mitzvah, then that svara taka applies. So how can I get involved in a mitzvah? How can I get involved in the mitzvah simchas chasam dekala if it's going to prevent me from doing a mitzvah shezmanu kavua? You got to say something like this is not viewed as a mitzvah shezmanu kavua. As you say, you know, tefillah is once a day daraisa. So even though it's shezmanu kavua three times a day, but somehow that's not the same level as Kriya Shema or Pesach. Kriya Shema and Pesach, that's a mitzvah shezmanu kavua. You know the mitzvah is coming. As opposed to tefillah, I have a mitzvah to daven three times a day, but the mitzvah of Simchas Chasan V'Kal is also a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, right? So they're both mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So why should the mitzvah shezmanu kavua? Why should the mitzvah shezmanu kavua, that's mitzvah derabanan, trump the mitzvah derabanan that I have right now? Right? I tefillin. Is tefillin a mitzvah every day? Tefillin. Some say the mitzvah of tefillin is taka every moment. It's just we do it every day. We try to do it once a day every day. But it's not like it says in the Torah the mitzvah of tefillin is every day. It's not so posh that the mitzvah of tefillin is once a day every day. It could be the mitzvah tefillin taka is to wear it always. I think they say that the brisker Rav, when he had a stomach ache and couldn't wear tefillin, so then the next day he used to wear tefillin a little bit longer. Because he said that the whole idea is, look, I'm really supposed to be wearing tefillin the whole day. So we wear tefillin for a little bit of time. If I wasn't able to wear it for the same amount of time yesterday, I'll wear it today. The old tefillin is a different mitzvah each and every day, so then tomorrow is not going to be mashlim for yesterday. It's not so clear that's a zmanu kavua dika mitzvah. So that's the pshat, that over here, I can get involved in Simchas Chosan v'Kala, that is a mitzvah. It's right here in front of me, and I don't have a mitzvah shezmanu kavua ahead. A mitzvah shezmanu kavua that's d'oraisa, or a mitzvah, right? I don't have a mitzvah shezmanu kavua d'oraisa, because tefillah is only d'rabbanan, and tefillah b'chlam might not be called a mitzvah shezmanu kavua. So that's why I can get involved in the Simcha Chosan v'Kala. Okay, yes, Akiva.
One is, how far, it sounds like the getting drunk aspect is a fundamental part of the mitzvah of Simcha Chosan v'Kala?
No, I don't think it's a fundamental part of the mitzvah. certainly
the
hope it's not. And definitely not
why
that. Just one second, I want to answer your first part. It's not fundamental, it's just a reality. Right? The Torah is sensitive to the mitzvahs. Right, it's an unfortunate mitzvah.
So that being the case, why don't we have a concept of, it's not necessarily posing a mitzvah like that we're ignoring a whole mitzvah for another mitzvah, but how come we can't at least regulate a certain mitzvah, especially if we know something else is coming up? You could be the Sameach B'chasan V'Kala to a certain point, especially if you know something's coming, can you take on the full extent if you know for sure it's going to be...
You're allowed to do your mitzvah, even if as a result of that you're not going to be able to fulfill another mitzvah, because you're osik b'mitzvah, not osik b'mitzvah pata min mitzvah, but I'm allowed. You're saying you could be the sameach chosan v'kala without getting drunk.
Yeah. So why can't in this scenario you should not be allowed to do the certain?
You're right. You should be able to be the sameach chosan v'kala without getting drunk. Absolutely, I pask in that way, 100%.
People aren't drunk for 7 days throughout.
I hear. I'm not sure. Okay, one more. We gotta move. Yeah.
Is that question only a question according to the Ritva? Or is it even just for tomorrow?
Specifically according to the second day of the Ritva, because he actually made that statement that the whole purpose of the Pasuk is to teach me that also mitzvah potter min mitzvah, even if I have the mitzvah shezman kavua coming from.
So I mean, I think it could be. I mean, the Ritva here doesn't seem to say anything about shifra sukkah. So she just says tefillah and tefillah are potter shein ben korban. He doesn't mention.
So you're saying maybe Rashi argued with the Ritva.
Yeah.
Gedalia. Maybe Rashi has some kind of a different shot. Maybe Rashi is going with the first day in the Ritva.
But it also came kind of from the Gemara, which
from Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
I hear. It's a good ha'ara. I have to think about it more. The Ran argues with Rashi. Okay? The Ran is the final word on the sugya. The Ran actually says that he thinks that the Tanakam and the Beir of Shila agree that Osu Mitzapatam and Amitz. Why should they disagree? So what do they say? If they hold Osu Mitzapatam and Amitz, so why should the Tanakama say Chayav Kriya Shema? What's going on over here? Why should the Tanakama say Chayav Kriya Shema if the Osu Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah? So the Ran has two different answers. First, the Ran suggests that maybe the reason why the Tanakama holds that the Chayav Kriya Shema is because we know, way back when, we know that Osu Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah has limitations to it. When do we not say Osu Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah? Help me. When? According to some Rishonim, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. That's Tosfos. According to the Ran, what's it then? Even if Efshel Kaim Shneim, we do say also it's a part of the mitzvah, but like a tircha klal. There's no tircha, then the Ran says, Mios tov al tikai ra, you really should do it. But says the Ran, maybe that's what the Tanakhama had. But even though the Tanakhama agrees that also mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, but Kriyashma is less great tircha klal. It's like Ein Bo Tircha Klal. If it's Ein Bo Tircha Klal, then even those who hold Osig Mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah will say that it's appropriate to do. That's our interpretation of the Ran. Not that you're Chayiv, but that it's the right thing to do. So, I mean, clearly, according to the Ran, you'd have to say that the Chayav Mekrishma doesn't really mean Chayiv. I know Eitan quoted that the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Ran is that you're Mamish Chayiv. I keep on saying miyos tov al tikare ra. There's five extra words that the Ran The Ran added that he shouldn't have added if he meant chayiv mamish. He should have said chayiv. I mean, we know what the word chayiv means. He doesn't say that. It sounds like it's the appropriate thing to do. So as Eitan says, yeah, but from this Ran, chayiv in the Kriya Shema. Efsher, maybe we should be medayik faker, right? Okay, I think put it in your back pocket. Right? That's something to talk to the guy in back of you in class about. Right? It's a good ha'ara. But I still stand by the first round. Miyos tov al tikari ra. That's quite a statement. So I think you have to reinterpret. He's saying that the Tanakama will hold chayav mekriyashma means do it, come on, do it. They should do it. It's royal lakach. Miyos tov al tikari ra. That's the first part in the round. Nochamo, that the Tanakama, that the Tanaim hold, they agree, osig mitzvah, patim mitzvah. But the Tanakama holds the chasen and be'achup achayiv and kriyashma. Why? Because less beter chaklal. And if less beter chaklal, then osig mitzvah chayiv and mitzvah. Second shot in Iran is, you know why the chayiv? The chayiv over here, why? I osik mitzvah is part of my mitzvah. The chayiv over here, because who says they're osik mitzvah? That's going back to the other Ran, right? Gedalia is around from the beginning. Right? Who says that they're osik mitzvah klal? The Ran in the beginning says what? Chosin b'nei achupa hapter min asuka, because they're oskim b'mitzvah. So we said the Ran must hold that oskim b'mitzvah d'rabbanan is called an oskim b'mitzvah. Right? But who says that these Tanoim hold like that? These Tanoim are not beholden to that necessarily. Maybe they hold that they're not called oskim b'mitzvah because it's after the Nisuin. They're not called oskim b'mitzvah. Aye, but they're potter from sukkah. They're potter for mitzvahs. They're potter because they're mitzvahir. They're mitzvahir. Not because of oskim b'mitzvah like the Ran said before. Like the Ran here is explaining these Tanoim like the Raven. They're potter from sukkah because they're mitzvahir. But the Chayiv in Kriyishma, the Chayiv in Kriyishma because they're not osik b'mitzvah. What's the problem, Sam?
When you're saying the Chayiv, the fact
is
they still have
Tirud
and Mitzvah, but they're
Chayiv
in
Kriyishma
because
there's
no
need
to do
osik b'mitzvah. No. Not Tirud and Mitzvah. I'm talking about the Mitzvah from... Are you saying they're Mitzvah... No, come on. They're Mitzvah from sitting in the Sukkah. Mitzvah in Hen Kol Echad Lochodu Ba'di Chosin, Kol Zayin. So they're mitzvah if they can't be with the chosin, right? So they're mitzvah from the sukkah. So you're saying, why don't we claim yibayla li suve daite? Yibayla li suve daite. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to say that the Ran subscribes to that svara that we had before. That even if they're not called osig b'mitzvah, osig b'mitzvah d'rabbanan is not enough for the din of osig mitzvah patim b'mitzvah to kick in. But it's enough to be called a tir to the mitzvah. You see, even the Ran is saying like that. Because if it's not a tir to the mitzvah, then how can they be part of me the mitzvah? The mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah. I won't say osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. That rule doesn't apply because they're only osik mitzvah the rabbanan. But they're mitzvah from the sukkah. And that's why they're going to be part of from sitting in the sukkah. Aye, but tefillah and tefillin? No, that's shichus. It's different. It has nothing to do with osik mitzvah patim in a mitzvah. It has nothing to do with mitzvah, because shichah shichah, so therefore they're going to be parted from the other mitzvahs. That's how the Ran learns. The Ran disagrees with Rashi. Rashi wanted to say that the Tanakam and the Dever Pshila both hold that osig mitzvah is chayiv mitzvah. They have to come out to other svaris, the pater, the chosin, and the bnei achupa from tefillah and tefillin. And the Ran says no. The Ran says that even the Tanakam and the Bereb Shila can hold that Osik B'mitzvah is Takapata B'na Mitzvah. Aye, so why the Chayah B'Kriyashma? The Chayah B'Kriyashma, either because it's less Beitir Chakla, or the emphasis is they're not called Osik B'mitzvah at all. There are other Svaris over here because they're not called Osik B'mitzvah, since it's only a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Since it's after the Nisuin itself, it's only Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. So they're not really called Osik B'Mitzvah, so that's why we have to apply other principles. Yes, Josh.
First
hand
in the Ran,
he's
basically saying that it's
Osik
Mitzvah,
but
it's just Efshel
Kaim Shneim. Yeah, I think he's saying more than Efshel Kaim Shneim. He's saying the Ran L'Shitaso, that even if Efshel Kaim Shneim is Takapot in the Mitzvah, but if Ein Bo Tircha Klal, it's appropriate to do the Mitzvah. Mios Tov Al Tikari Ra. Or maybe, as Eitan wants to say in Mishnah Berurah, there's actually a Chiyuv if you can do it below Tircha Klal. Okay, so that's why they'll be chayav in Kriyat Shema because it's less Beit Tirchah Klal.
So not according to the Rambam, it's just like a bunch of Shav Rashi who says, "Well, it's because of Kriyat Shema, just Eshel Kam Shtem, and the Eshel Kam Shtem is not from the Mishnah." So, the Rambam sheet that always had the Eshel Kam Shtem.
Even Eshel Kam Shtem is part of the Mishnah.
But other people say that no, that it's not included. So why that? That's the bunch of Shav Rashi. That just Eshel Kam Shtem. It is also.
That it's Eif Shalakayim Shnayim, meaning Tfilin and Tfila are Eif Shalakayim Shnayim, and Kriyashma is Eif Shalakayim Shnayim. Interesting. That's how Tosfos could learn. Right? And you're saying that's really how, since Rashi seems to subscribe to Tosfos of Havim and Aleph, maybe Rashi could learn like that too.
It's funny
because, but you see, that's why Rashi didn't learn like that. Why didn't Rashi learn? It sounds like a beautiful pshat. So why didn't Rashi Taka learn like that? Why didn't he say that Tanakama holds also a mitzvah part of the mitzvah? What's the answer to that question? Why didn't Rashi learn that the Tanakama part is because of also a mitzvah part of the mitzvah? And the whole chiluk is whether Eshel Kam Shtem or not. Why? That's exactly right. That's the linchpin. It's that missing girsa that forced Rashi into his position. So is there any nafkamina between Rashi and the Ran? We're trying to give different svaras as to why you should be mechalik between Kriya Shema as opposed to other mitzvahs. What's the nafkamina? You know what the nafkamina is? Called mitzvah samuras patur. That is the nafkamina within the Tanakh. You see, Rashi holds that this is a local issue about tefillah, and Kriya Shema. Adka. It's not called mitzvah samuras patur. The Ran says no. No. If they really would be osik b'mitzvah, if we consider them osik b'mitzvah, right? Certainly, according to the first answer of the Ran, if they're really osik b'mitzvah, it's just Kriya Shema is less Beit Tirchah Klal. That's the chiluk between Kriya Shema as opposed to Tefillah and Tefillin. Then it's not just Tefillah and Tefillin; it's all mitzvahs. They're parted from all mitzvahs except for Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is less Beit Tirchah Klal. They're parted from all mitzvahs. According to Rashi, they're not parted from all mitzvahs because osik b'mitzvah part of the mitzvah is not applying over here. It's a different type of tour. That's the major nafkamina between the Ran's version of the Tanakama and Rashi's version of the Tanakama. Is this a local halacha, special discussion about Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin? Or would the Tanakhama pater the chosin and the b'nei achupah from other mitzvahs ha'tara as well? According to Rashi, no. And according to the Ran, at least in the first day, yes. In the second day, probably not, because he says they're not osik b'mitzvah. But in the first day that they are considered osik b'mitzvah, then they not only would be pater from Tefillah and Tefillin, they'd even be pater from other mitzvahs as well. This concludes the sugya of Chasam, Mishashpin, and Chodonech. Bein le'inyan Sukkah, bein le'inyan Shar Mitzvahs. The entire sugya. Okay. What time is it? I
14.
14? Okay. Let's go weiter to the next sugya because it is related to what was said. It's still related to Osik and Mitzvah Potomenach. Tanya. Amar Rab Chanina ben Akavya. Kosve svarim tefillin u'mezuzas hein v'tagreim v'tagrei tagreim v'chala oskim lecha shamayim asuya mocha t'cheles p'tur mekriya shema min atfilin min atfilin mekal mitzvah mors batora. Nekayim divrei Rab Yossi Haglili shayir Rab Yossi Haglili omer ha'osik mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. A new sugya. You haven't seen anything about this yet. Rab Chananya ben Akavya. Rab Chananya ben Akavya says, "Kosfei svarim tefillin mezuzas apoter, poter from kriya shma tefillin, and kol mitzvah mors batara." He has the language. L'kayim divrei Rav Yossi Haglili, who held that osik mitzvah poter ben mitzvah. Yossi Haglili, a new shita. Yossi, you haven't heard anything about this yet, right? Yossi Haglili, osik mitzvah poter ben mitzvah, a new chiddush. Gemara is pilei ploim from beginning to end. First of all, what mitzvah are the kosvei svarim tefillin and mezuzas doing? You want to apply osik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah here. What mitzvah are they doing? There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. There's a mitzvah to read from the Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah to write tefillin. Vushteit? Chsavtam? A mitzvah to write? Chora, that's not a mitzvah to write tefillin and mezuzas. What's Reb Chananya ben Akiva saying, ben Akavya saying? A mitzvah to write tefillin, what kind of a mitzvah? The heart's only a hechsher mitzvah for hanochas tefillin. That's kasha number one. And Kasha number two, what does it mean? L'kayim divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. What to mean? L'kayim Rabbi Yossi Haglili shita that osik mitzvah is patur mitzvah. Come on, we had another Tana, right? The Mishnah shluchim mitzvah patur min asuka. We had a Braisa, right? B'shivtcha v'esecha b'lech l'chavadera. B'shivtcha v'esecha prat l'osik b'mitzvah b'lech l'chavadera prat l'chosan. Rabbi Yossi Haglili is mechadish this halacha. It's not pilei plaim. I'm ish pilei plaim this sugi. So comes the Beis Yosef and suggests, you know what the answer to the first Kasha is? What's the mitzvah here? It's not the sofer's mitzvah. No, it's the person who wants to put on the tefillin. Yeah, but we know that there are situations where you need the sofer. Sofer is absolutely necessary. It's only a hechsher mitzvah, but sometimes you really need the sofer. And if the sofer is not going to do his job, then the mitzvah of tefillin is not going to be fulfilled. Let's say the person is going out on a trip. He's going on a cruise. He's going on a business trip. He's not going to be around. He needs a pair of tefillin. He lost his tefillin, he needs a pair of tefillin. So if this sofer doesn't write in a pair of tefillin, it takes the sofer a couple of hours to write tefillin. If he doesn't write the tefillin, the person's not going to have a pair of tefillin. So the mitzvah of tefillin is going to be misbanked. Not the sofer's mitzvah of tefillin. He has a pair of tefillin to put on tomorrow. But this individual doesn't have a pair of tefillin. So up to Beis Yosef, maybe that's what Hanani ben Akiva is saying. Ben Akavya is saying. He's saying this, it's still a chiddush. That here the chiddush is that to be mazmin, a mitzvah for someone else, to do something, to do a maisa that's going to be mazmin a mitzvah, that's going to bring a mitzvah for someone else, if he has no other way of getting to that mitzvah, that's also part of a mitzvah. It's up to Beis Yosef. Hainu dafka kshu be'inyin shim yanichu metfilin o yikru kriyishma yikayimu achas mishah mitzvahs tibotel ha-mitzvah shem asukim ba kagon sh'odam echad rotsu lifrash bayam o b'shiyara achshav rotsu liknos tfilin v'yifshu lo lahaktin. His boat is leaving. He can't wait. He has 3 hours. That's it. So if this guy's the only sofer in town, if he doesn't write the tefillin, then the person's not going to have tefillin. The mitzvah is going to be misbatel. Not the sofer's mitzvah, but a mitzvah. So the chiddush here, Reb Chananya ben Akavya's chiddush, is that even though it's not your mitzvah, but you are enabling someone else to do a mitzvah, you're part of a mitzvah as well. Because it's, so to speak, Eif Shalakayim Shneya, meaning it's Eif Shabinyan Acher. The mitzvah can't be done by someone else. You're the only one who can do it. So that's the chiddush, that your ability to be mazmin a mitzvah to someone else is also going to make you patur min a mitzvah. Zokta Arachlan there, maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara. Kayim divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. What do you have to be makayim as a new statement? We know osik mitzvah patur min a mitzvah. Zokta Arachlan there, no. From the braisa that we had earlier, we wouldn't necessarily know that someone who's osik in being mazmin a mitzvah for someone else, in creating a chefza so that someone else can do a mitzvah. I wouldn't say that that's called osik b'mitzvah to be part of a mitzvah. I wouldn't go that far. Why not? Because what does the braisa say? B'shivtecha v'esecha prat l'osik b'mitzvah. B'lech l'cha v'derech is prat l'chosin. What kind of a mitzvah is the chosin being osik in? His own mitzvah. It's tier to the machshava, but it's his own mitzvah. So mistam, if I only had that braisa, I'd say that prat la'osek b'mitzvah is dumya the chasin. Chasin is saying its own chiddush. I mean, we have multiple chiddushim. Osek b'mitzvah is part of min ha-mitzvah. Torah b'machshavis mitzvah is part of min ha-mitzvah. There are different chiddushim, but I still would say that prat la'osek b'mitzvah is dumya the chasin. That it has to be the person's own mitzvah. You have to be mekayim a mitzvah to be part of min ha-mitzvah. So okay, there's a chiddush. Not only is an osig mitzvah who's mekayim a mitzvah part of a mitzvah, but even the chosin is only targeted machsheves mitzvah. But I think, look, the case of chosin is where he's involved in his own mitzvah, the machshav of his own mitzvah. So I think prat l'osig mitzvah is also that he's involved in his own mitzvah. But to be mazmin a mitzvah l'acherim, that I'm involved in doing some kind of mitzvah that's going to enable someone else to do a mitzvah, that's part of a mitzvah. Why should I be part of a mitzvah? Zokta Chananya ben Akavya, Kayim Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili was the first one to formulate this phrase. Ha'osik b'mitzvah potem min ha-mitzvah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya is being medayek from his lashon that it sounds like ha'osik b'mitzvah, even if you only have an asik b'mitzvah. Even if you only have an asik b'mitzvah. You're involved in something that's gonna bring a mitzvah for someone else. You're involved in something that's gonna bring a mitzvah for someone else. That's a big chiddush. To say that such an asik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah, that's a big chiddush. That's what Reb Chananya ben Akavya is being mechadesh. And that's the Lashon HaGemara. L'kayim divir Rabbi Yosi HaGlili Shahaya Omer Ha'osek Mitzvotim Namitz, meaning Ha'osek Mitzvotim, even an Esek Ba'alma, not just Dumi D'chasim, not just Dumi D'chasim where it's your mitzvah, your own mitzvah that you're Osek in, that you're Torah B'machshava for, but no, you're doing it for someone else. That's a tremendous Chiddush. How do I know that? Zakhtar Chanan Yevin Akavya. Yes, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, Ha'osik mitzvah, even if you have an Esa Koldu in a mitzvah, you're also going to be part of a mitzvah.